Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're
up, Bondi Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Ain't no This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, to your show. That's right. Welcome. This is Michael, your host tonight. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And you, don't touch that dial. If you're in your car and you're driving, you're blind, get off the road. And if you're driving, you're sighted, keep on listening to this radio show. This radio station, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. That's right. 30% of our audience is sighted. 70% is visually impaired and blind. And I want to tell you something, folks. We thank you so much for being letting us be in your homes. Whether you are in, whether you're in the United States, whether you're across the pond in England, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Canada, we thank you for listening to this radio show. You can listen on this radio show, well, if you have Alexa, it's a little computer Alexa. If you listen on the radio and AM and FM radio stations, and you can listen on TuneIn Radio on your iPhones or other phones, plus many other ways, shapes, and forms. And you can listen on your computers. And listen, folks, don't forget, we are the only one in the world doing variety and talk show around the world. That's right. We're global now. Gary, did you believe we're global?
Yes, and I want to say welcome back to the greatest show on this earth.
That's right.
That we are.
Well, folks, before we get started tonight, I got to introduce you to the players. The players tonight. Well, first of all, my beautiful wife, my co-host, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Hello, everybody. Where else would I be on a Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time? Welcome to the March 12th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from Winter Park, Florida, my other co-host, what's his name? Gary Sinclair. You there, Gary Sinclair?
I am once again, and I say welcome back to the greatest show on this earth. Maybe in 2 years we'll say welcome back to the greatest show on all the planets. That's how fast we're growing.
Listen, folks, the only one who's in the studios tonight, all the way from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We're recording the show. No, not we're recording. We're live. This is live. You're listening to a live radio show. He's in the radio station. He's our producer. He's our engineer, the one who's putting the most. Well, I guess you'd say he's the hostess with the mostest, pushing those buttons. Chris Shaw, are you there? Chris Shaw, are you there? I lost him.
Busy man. Busy man.
Well, he was there. Anyway, I hope he's pushing the right buttons tonight. Listen, folks, you want to call in? I hope you can do it.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, I thought we lost
you. Hey.
No, you find I'm working on something else for you. I got you. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Okay. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. The phone number to call in, and I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. You know, folks, the more and more I live on this earth, I learn more and more about myself. I learn more and more of the things to tell you. That's what this show's all about. How you learn. Well, I got to tell you something. Tonight's my first shout out tonight. It's got to be to an old friend. I hope he's listening. His name is Steve Gomberg. Steve Gomberg, if you're listening, my man, I love you. I hope you call in. Anyway, that's my first shout out. Lynn, you got a shout out?
I do. I have one shout out tonight. I'd like to give a shout out to Adam Manning. And Adam is over in the UK, and he is from the Advent Communications in the United Kingdom. And actually, he's responsible for introducing us to our first guest caller tonight.
I forgot. I got to mention somebody else. I got to mention also my other two friends from Philadelphia, Ronnie and Lynn Gaffin. Hope they're listening. Ronnie and Lynn Gaffin. Well, what can I say? I'm their son's godfather. That's right. And also now, you got somebody to say now, Chris? Oh, what's your name? Guy from Winter Park, Florida. What's his name? Gary Sinclair. He's from the Sinclairs.
Yeah.
He's from Sinclairs. Okay, what do you have to say for yourself?
No, I just want to give a shout-out to all the blinded veterans and all the veterans that are listening to us tonight.
All the blind veterans. Okay. Chris, you ain't got any shout-outs?
He's in the production
room. He's in the production room. Okay.
Yeah.
Got to tell you a story. Got to tell you a story, folks. Listen, folks, remember this phone number, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call in and talk, got to tell you about this situation happened to me this week. You know, as you all know, I've been in this oxygen tank for a long time. And I'm thinking, I got to talk to and find out. I didn't talk to this guy for 45 years, Steve Gomberg. And it really bothered me because him and I were close. I mean, we hung out when I was growing up. Everything we did together, we played ball together. He was my next door neighbor. And we went to the movies together. We went to the baseball park to see the Phillies together. We did everything together. When I started my first business, I wanted him to come along with us. And of course, I asked my other friend, Ronnie Gaffin, to come in with us too. So Ronnie Gaffin was there in our first business. And Steve Gomberg was there. And we had all our friendships were there. And our first business, East West, was called East West. You made ribs, skinny ribs, and all kinds of print shirts. It was a different kind of company. It was wild. We were kids at the time, but it was great. Those days I was excited, but it was a fun business. So I want to tell you this way, folks. For those folks out there that you're over the age of 40 and you're thinking, you know, you haven't spoken to somebody for 20 or 30 years. Or if you're over 50 or 60, you haven't spoken to somebody for 30 years. You went to school with them or elementary school to somebody and you were close with them. Why don't you pick up the phone and call them? And don't tell me you don't know their phone number. Because when I called Steve Gomberg, guess what? My detective wife was the one who tried to find the phone number because, you know, I can't look up numbers. But I
was going to say you didn't do it, Michael.
No, my wife detective did. Next
time. I know who did it. Yep.
So what happened was I just left a message because I didn't know if you knew who I was. Just tell him that Michael Golder called. And neighbors and friends from McPherson Street and East West, the business that we started, that I want, he came along with us. And I was hoping he'd call me back. I was hoping that he even knew who I was. I didn't know if he knew who I was. You know, folks, it's amazing. We have so many listeners now. This show is bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. And if you can call in, love to hear some of your stories. Phone number here is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. But this show is bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. This show now is, well, it's 1.5 million.
Just going to go to a break.
Going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Behind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is Michael. We're back. We're back. That's right. We're back on the hottest show on the radio. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And, folks, if some of you last week did not hear last week's show, don't forget our web. Go to our web because you might have missed the show last week. Last week's show, it was a great show. And one of our guests who we spoke to was a fellow named Paul. Paul was a veteran. He's now a blind veteran. And if you missed that show, go to our webpage, listen to it. It's a great show. Our web is blindandbeyondradioshow.org, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. April the 2nd, this radio show will be on 8 years on the radio. And this show, as I said before the break, is bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. We have now more than 1.5 million listeners just in the United States alone and growing. We don't even have it. We have no idea how many people we have in Canada and Europe and Australia, anywhere else in the world. But we get people writing to us, say they're listening. We get sponsors who want to sponsor on the radio show. We just got some new ones that you'll be hearing in the future that want to sponsor our radio show. The sponsors what are you going to say?
I want to sort of interrupt here for a minute. Something we don't mention a whole lot, and I think it ought to be brought up more. There's so many people in so many cities out there, and they have functions going on with either the blind organization or whatever. All you got to do is contact Michael at blindbeyondradioshow.org, let him know, and we will put it out on the air and tell where and what time and whatever about the year that you're going to have.
Well, that's true. And you should write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and tell me whether you like the show, don't like the show. And if you don't like the show, don't listen to the show. That's all. Don't listen. Hope you like the show. You know, more and more people listen to the show every week. And guess what? The biggest thing I like, that 30% of our audience is growing from zero. Now up to 30% are sighted people who love the show because they think it's a fun show. They like that we give out a lot of prizes and trivia. You know, Gary, I think it's trivia time. Let's go to your trivia first
What's
now.
What's that?
We're going to your trivia. We're going to go to Gary's
have
trivia
my
first.
Trivia?
Yeah, your trivia. We're going to go to trivia time. Trivia time. We're going to go to trivia right now. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Trivia time. Then I'm going to come back. I want to talk about how you should talk to people and why you should call people up that you haven't spoke to in 40 years or 50 years. It's trivia time. Right now, let's listen to Gary's trivia.
I hope Chris is ready because the song that's going to be sung tonight is by a very famous singer. We have another holiday, or not a holiday, another season coming up here in just a couple weeks. Well, this author and singer of this, of the, his songs, the season that's coming up, it's in his last name.
All right.
Who is this singer?
Gave it away. Anyway. All right. So phone number 407-894-6080. Let's see if Chris gets ready with the trivia.
Should be good, Chris. Who is the singer of this song?
So he picked an easy one, gave you away 90% of the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so phone number calling is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song, as per Gary, who gave away most of it? Who's singing it? Anybody know it? If you don't, what can I tell you? They weren't listening.
Well, it's an easy one,
Gary,
too.
You forgot to say thank you to Sandra.
Oh, Sandra, yes. Thank you, Sandra. Golly. Show's going fast. I'm getting twisted around here.
Okay, well, the reason we're thanking you, Sandra, is because you came up with a saying that we love it. We're adopting
right.
It.
Yeah, we're adopting your...
We're going to adopt it.
We're going to adopt it. And if you recall, you said, listen... You may learn something.
I love it.
Yeah. Yep. So listen to the Blind and Beyond.
It says, listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. You may learn something.
Learn something, Michael? You can learn that you have a caller on the line.
Okay. We have a call on the line. What for the trivia?
Yeah, for you.
We have a call on the line, not for trivia. Who's calling?
Oh.
Where are they calling from?
Chris just said it's Steve. That must be your
Steve. What Steve? From what city?
He didn't say. He just said, I have Steve. On the line.
Hello, Steve. Hello, Steve. Come on, wherever you are.
Michael?
Steve, you there?
There, Steve.
It's Steve Gomberg.
Yes, Steve.
Can you hear me?
Steve Gomberg.
Could you hear me?
Can you hear him? No.
Hello? Somebody knows you, Michael.
I can't hear him. Is this who I think it is? Is this Steve from Philadelphia?
Yes, that's Steve from Philadelphia calling in.
Hey, Steve from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Thank you for the shout out, Mike. I appreciate it. Could you hear me?
I hear you now, Steve.
We hear you good.
I just have to tell some of your listeners, this is one of the most dynamic human beings that I've met in my entire life. An old friend, we grew up together, but I also had the pleasure of working with him, and the man is dynamic. He just never stops, and keeps on going. And I
you're
going to
make a dance call now.
I got my start in the clothing industry because of Mike.
And
I appreciate everything you did for me in the past, and I appreciate the phone call. The other day, it was like we were back in 1954, 55, 56, 57. I'm giving away your age, Mike.
That's okay. Everybody knows it.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Nice
call.
Thank
you, Steve. I miss you. I miss you, Steve. It's a lot of years we haven't spoken.
Exactly.
Gary, this is my friend, Steve Gomberg. Steve, say hello to Gary Sinclair.
Hey, Steve.
How
good
are you, Charlie?
Yeah, and I've been with Michael on the radio show for a little over 10 years now, I think. So, yeah, he's a good man.
I don't know how you got into this industry, but it doesn't shock me because Michael was a success and driven his whole entire life. And to get to this level of where he is at this stage of his life doesn't shock me. Nothing he does shocks me. So good luck.
Well, we wouldn't have kept on going unless he dug and dug and dug every day getting advertisers. I mean, he's the man.
Right. So good luck on this show. And I don't know if you're
hearing me
because it's not coming. I don't hear a response that well. But good luck on your show.
I hear you, Steve, loud and clear. I'm choked up, Steve, from what you're saying. Because when I called you, I didn't even know you knew. Remember me? I didn't think that you remember me, Steve.
How could I forget? I can't forget. I can't forget the guy that did me my first solid when I came home from Vietnam, when I had no job, and put me in an industry that I stayed in for 40 years. And
there you go.
You were my rabbi and teacher to get me to the point where I could stand on my own two feet in this industry. So thank you for that, and good luck to you, and good luck to your wife, who sounds like she's just darling, and, good luck all the way around, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Steve. I just told Michael, Stephen, that he should tell you the story about how we got in radio. He'll call you one day during the week, tell you the story.
I'll tell you the story off the air. It's a long story.
Okay.
I promise you'll laugh. It's a funny story.
Thank you. I'm breaking up now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve, for calling in. Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. Keep on listening. That's my friend Steve Gomberg from Philadelphia. So anybody call up for the trivia?
Yes, sir. I got that hotline bling over here. I got these phone lines loaded, locked in, ready to go. Our first caller is calling in all the way from the city of New Jersey. That's right. We got Paul from New Jersey. And then we go to right across the bridge to Bayside, New York, and talk with Linda. And then we make that journey back on the high over the airwaves back to the state of Florida and talk to Chris in Wildwood.
So we've got New Jersey, we've got New York, and we've got Florida on the line right now. Let's hear from New Jersey for us. Paul from New Jersey.
Paul, how you doing? Hi. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Paul from New Jersey. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Paul.
Doing fine.
I just wanted to answer the trivia question.
Okay, Paul, you're on.
Let's do it.
Somebody from New Jersey had to call this in. It's Bruce Springsteen.
Yay. You got it. What tipped you off? That was a hard one. I tipped you.
Well, thank you so much, Paul, for calling in. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card coming your way. $10 free gift card coming your way. $10 gift card from Paul from New Jersey. Coming your way. You just won a $10 gift card. See, it pays
Thank
to
you.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got
Hey, Paul, stay right there on the phone line. Don't hang up, all right?
Don't hang up. Okay. Off the air.
I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on one moment.
$10 free gift card.
Hang on a moment.
All righty, now let's go to Bayside, New York, and say hello to Linda Bayside in the house.
Linda. Hey, yes. Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Sorry?
Linda. Hey.
Linda, someone beat you to the punch, but I'm going to ask you another trivia question. It's something that's...
Okay.
Linda, you there? Linda.
She hear you. She hear you.
Yeah. Thing, Michael.
Okay.
Here's
a trivia question. It's just for you, since you called, missed out on Bruce Springsteen. This guy, Bruce, talked about seasons, since he talked about Springsteen. So Springsteen was a season, spring. Okay, so now this was a group. Can you name the group I'm thinking of? There's only one group I'm thinking of. So
the group?
No, the group. It's a famous group. Any idea?
What's the question?
The name of the group. Talked about season.
There's a season in its name.
The name of the group.
Oh,
you heard of Springsteen?
I'm having a hard time.
I'm asking you, did you ever hear of a group with?
Yes.
Any idea, Linda?
It's an easy one. Just stop and think. Stop and think quick. It's easy.
Ever hear of a group with what? I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing.
I'll say it again slow. The group, when you think of seasons, you think of this group.
There you go.
Like Springsteen.
There you go, Michael.
When you hear spring, you hear Bruce Springsteen.
Think seasons, like four seasons?
What?
You got it. Four seasons.
What did
seasons,
you say, Linda? You said, who? I couldn't hear it.
I heard it say four seasons.
She
said four seasons. Yeah.
You're correct, Linda.
Yeah,
you just won yourself a $10 gift card from the group that was called, later on became Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Right.
And the Four Seasons, right.
Four
yeah.
Seasons.
Yes.
That's correct. Frankie Valli and the Four
You're
Seasons.
Winner.
Okay,
You're winner.
Good.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Delicious. It's more important than
enjoy it.
Delicious. Subway coming your way.
Such a good show.
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Great.
Phone number calling is 407-894-680. Who else on the line? Anybody else on the line?
Yep.
Chris
Wildwood. Yeah, we got
all the way. We done went to Jersey. We done been to New York. Now let's come back to the great state of Florida and talk with our good friend Chris from Wildwood. Chris, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Chris,
how you doing?
Are you Wildwood, New Jersey, or Wildwood, Florida?
He's Wildwood.
Wildwood, Florida, just 50 miles from Orlando.
Now, I got a question from you.
Okay.
Do you go to any lighthouses?
Do I do what at?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I thought you were not sighted. You're sighted?
I'm blind. I can't see.
No, he is not.
Could you turn down the radio? Could you turn down the radio?
You're visually impaired.
Yes, he can't see nothing, Michael.
Okay, so a question. Where did you go for your mobility?
I go to New Vision in Lake County. New Vision.
New Visions.
Terrific. I say New Vision. In Leesburg.
Oh, New Vision. Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was
Lighthouse Tampa or New Vision.
New Visions.
Okay.
No, New Vision.
How long have you been going there?
I've been going on now 3 years or better.
Terrific.
Chris, this is Lynn. They moved now. They're in Mount Dora. Do you go to the Mount Dora office?
I haven't went there yet, ma'am, but I'm still on the calls that they call during the week, Monday through Thursday. I'm on the calls every day, though. I haven't went to the office yet at my door yet.
Chantel Buck, the director, she's terrific.
Yes, and Chantel and BB.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are great, Scott.
You helped them. We helped Lisa. Them pay for the supplies for their paper goods.
Yes, we did.
On Beyond Media Show, helped them pay for their supplies for paper goods. So here's a question for you, Chris. I'm going to give you a question. It's an easy question. Since you called in, I'm going to give you an easy question. Not difficult, Chris. Ready for the question? Are you ready for the big question?
Go ahead. Ask the question. Go ahead.
Okay.
He's ready, Mike.
This blind individual, he went to a big school. I'll tell you the name of the school. It was called St. Augustine School for the Deaf and the Blind, a famous singer. They also made a movie about
it.
Who am I talking about?
Ray Charles.
You got it.
Right. Ray Charles.
You got it.
You are right. Ray Charles went to Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind, and he made a movie about it.
Yes.
But can you tell me who played the actor? Who did you ever see the movie?
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, you got that right, too? Okay, so you just won yourself
a gift
card from Subway.
Subway is coming your way. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Great job. Great job. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Great job.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris. Chris.
You
still there?
Yes.
What do you like about the Blind and Beyond radio show, besides that you win prizes?
I listen to it all the time. Besides just winning prizes, I listen to it because I can't win every Sunday. So I just listen to it. I just like y'all's show, which is a great show between you and your wife and the host of Chris. I just want to shout that out to y'all, which y'all do a very great job.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. That's very sweet.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Okie dokie. So we'll talk to you another day.
See you soon again. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Be safe.
And listen, folks, I got to tell you this story. You have no idea what kind of wife I have. No idea. Now my wife, my wife is MRS, Mrs. Golder. Now she got another initials. Now it's MD. Because now she's not only everything to me, she's my doctor and nurse too. Because I had a new problem. With me, it's always something going on with me. Something always going on.
From hey, Michael, that's MD for Mother and Day?
Yeah, that's true too.
Mother and Day. Yeah, she's a big, I tell you
I'll
what,
tell you a story.
Me,
after the break, I'm going to tell you what happened lately to tell you how she's helping me. We're going to go to break.
As the world turns.
I'll tell you the story when we come back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Remember something? Listen, you're going to learn something. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than 1 million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I got to tell you something that happened tonight.
That's right.
You know, the time change here in the East Coast, I don't know about where you are, all over the country, all over the United States, or wherever you are in the world, but here in Florida, the time changed. Well, we had our first mishap. We were supposed to have a caller call in from England.
That's right.
Across the pond.
So disappointed.
And we're so disappointed.
She's
because
she's probably sleeping now.
And don't forget, it's an hour later. She might have called in.
It's a Bruce Springsteen time.
Yeah, she might have. I have a hunch she tried to get in on Zoom like at 6 o'clock instead of 7. So we'll have her on another day. He is the CEO of British Blind Sport. So we were really looking forward.
We were looking forward to it.
We'll reschedule. We will.
Well, you know what I wanted to say? If she would have been on, I wanted to say that look at how we are now. Last week it was Australia, and this week is going to be England. I mean, you know, are we known all over this world? Yes.
Yeah, the show's getting bigger and bigger.
Yep.
So anyway, folks, the reason why I said I have a wife that's now a doctor, and you know, I always say everything's going on with me. The latest nonsense is I had a problem with my foot. Yeah, now it's my foot, but this is no joke. I had a problem with my foot. So what happened? I went to a doctor. The first doctor for about a year has been messing with it. No big deal. I came home and it feels a little better. So last Tuesday, went to a new doctor. Don't ask me why. I thought the old doctor wasn't doing his job. So I went to a new doctor. Lynn's sitting right next to me. And the doctor took x-rays. And before I know it, he's digging in my foot. Oh, and P.S., he did not use any numbing, no numbing to my foot. And I'm screaming, and he's digging away at my foot. And so I said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm not sure. It could be a wart, but I'm not sure. So he's digging and I'm digging. And Lynn said the skin was all over the place on the floor and he's just digging away. And I'm screaming. You can hear me from here to Chicago, Orlando to Chicago.
Had a smackdown.
And bottom line is no numbing. I have to repeat this, no numbing. Then he put something on my foot that is supposed to burn it off. Again, no numbing. Oh, Lynn just said it's acid. He put acid on my foot. Oh, that felt real good.
Oh, that's good feeling. That's good feeling there.
I'm talking about good feeling. You scream from here to Chicago.
A
burning acid on it to burn it off. Again, no numbing. And then he bandaged it up. And I come home. And he told me, don't mess with it for 24 hours. Don't do nothing. So I came home. It wasn't too bad coming home. Well, starting the next day until now, I can only use one foot. I can't walk. So now I'm blind on one foot, one leg. I hop around with one foot. It's hard to use my cane because now I got crutches. Those folks who have ever used crutches, how do you use a cane and crutches at the same time? That's very interesting. Using your cane and crutches at the same time. That's a joke. Tell me about that one, folks. Those who are listening to the show, tell me how you use your cane, which I always do, and crutches at the same time. So my doctor here, Dr. Golder, bandage, has to bandage my foot, the dressing, I have to put medicine on all the time. And I'm taking Excedrin every 4 or 5 hours because it's what?
Extra strength Tylenol
every 4 or 5 hours because it's still unbelievable, terrible. The first day I was using, Advil. Yeah. Advil. But I was too much.
Older, you're not supposed to take too many Advils.
No. It's not good for your liver.
Yeah.
So I went to, I've been taking it. So now tomorrow it's going to be a week that I have my foot. So Lynn says it's, I got a big hole in my foot. That's the latest now with me. So everything wrong. So you're talking about from my eyes to a blind to now my foot and everything in the middle. Everything in the middle.
Wow.
So
hey, Lynn, you should have recorded him screaming. That would have been good for Halloween.
Yeah, right.
I'm laughing now, but it wasn't funny.
Something in the Golder household, I'm telling you.
You know, if you got any stories to tell, folks, now's the time to call in. 407.
Hey, Michael, you never get bored without pain.
What?
You don't get bored. You don't get bored. You got pain all the time. You don't get bored.
So you should go back in the hyperbaric thing now. That would help.
Yeah.
It would.
Yeah, it'll fix your foot up now.
Yeah, it would. That's true. It would help, but I don't think I'm allowed to go in.
It would.
I quit. But those folks who want to know, I quit. I didn't.
I had five more to go,
but I quit. I couldn't take it anymore.
Well, you can't take that pain either. If you go one more trip, it might not hurt so bad.
Well, yeah, but I don't have to let me back.
Mm.
It probably would help the wound. That's what it's for.
Yeah,
that's the main purpose of the hyperbaric chamber. Next door to it is the wound for the vets.
Wound care.
The wound care. It's called wound care. In most hospitals, they go hand in hand. The wound care and hyperbaric wound care.
Well, Mike, if I could add to that, if a lot of people don't know what hyperbaric chamber is, people that go scuba diving, and they go down too deep and too long, and they come up too fast, they get the bends. That means when your blood's starting to boil, and it can kill you. If you do make it to the surface and make it through the pain, or if they can get you and put you in a hyperbaric chamber, they'll take you back down to the same depth you were when you started to get in trouble. And then it takes hours or whatever, I don't know how long, but they bring you back up to the surface, and that stops the bends or your blood boiling.
That's correct. That's
very
correct.
Very important machine.
You know, Gary, I have to tell you, folks, he's a blind veteran, but he did not get blind as in a war. Thank God.
Thank God you didn't get wounded.
No.
Yeah, he didn't get wounded. We've had blind veterans on the air. Last week we had Paul talking about when he was in the service. And we have a lot of veterans listening to the radio show. And we'd like to have more Paul.
If I could mention to Michael, if you have RP out there, don't let them bully you and say you can't get help at the VA. You just have to have retinitis pigmentosa, and they've accepted that as a problem, and you will go ahead and get a pension for that. They told me in the very beginning that I wasn't going to get anything. This is many years ago. This is before a lot of doctors even know what retinitis pigmentosa was. They had somebody from Bethesda Naval Hospital from Puerto Rico because they didn't know what was wrong with me. And the doctor said, I'm putting you out. He says, and you ain't going to get nothing. And in a few years, a friend of mine told me about it, that they changed things, and I went and checked it out to the VA, and next thing I know, I was getting a pension. So things have changed. So
amazing.
If you have RP.
We have a call on the line right now, Gary. One second. We have a call on the line.
Okay.
Calling in from Jupiter, Florida. Christine from Jupiter, Florida.
Christine.
From Jupiter, Florida.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Doing good, girl.
Hey.
What's up, Christine?
Doing okay tonight? Yeah, I was listening to your story, Michael, about your foot, and it sounds extremely familiar because the same thing happened to my mother when we lived in Ohio. She had these recurring calluses on her feet and on the soles of her feet, and when she was in the doctor in New Jersey, he just cut them off and they'd grow back, cut them off and they'd grow back. So when we moved to Ohio, she had to find another foot doctor. Well, this foot doctor says, oh, you've got something else wrong with you. I'm going to have to go in and look at your toes. I think you have hammer toes. And he cut her open without anesthesia, and she could see her bones. And she was probably screaming, I'm sure. And he gave her hammer toes. And she had to wear one of those special shoes.
You know what? You know, Christine, you made me think of something until you just said something.
That's horrible,
I heard your story, but you know what? You just told me something. I bet you I got a strong hunch when the first doctor told me, don't worry about it, it could have been a callus. I'm thinking, you know what?
Yeah.
The first doctor, he thought it was like really nothing. It was a callus. It could have been a callus.
Yep.
But they come back. And this doctor just ripped it open. He said it's a wart, but the first doctor never said it was a wart.
Christine, is your mom's is her foot okay now?
Well, after that doctor, and she found out his license was taken away from him, and she didn't want to see foot doctors for a long time. I don't think she saw another one until we moved to Florida, and that was when she couldn't even wear shoes anymore. She could hardly walk and couldn't even wear her sneakers anymore. And my dad says, will you quit procrastinating and go to a foot doctor? And she went to one, and he fixed her ultimately. And her feet are not perfect, but he fixed the hammer toes. But she's got to be very selective of the shoes that she wears, even to this day. She's selective with the shoes that she wears. And you know, that's about it. You know, she's in her 80s now, so she gets away with wearing sandals or sneakers, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get up there, you get away with a lot of stuff.
It just shows you the first doctor may – you never know which doctor's going to work out.
Nope.
Hey, folks, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Chris.
That's Christine from Jupiter, Florida. Listen, folks, if you got any help, I certainly would appreciate it. If you got any problems with your feet, let me know. I certainly would help. I would like to hear from it. She just
my
gave
question
me
to you, Michael.
A callus. I'm going to kill myself if it was a callus.
Don't say that.
Question to you is, Michael, you always look for another opinion. If somebody said they're going to dig on you or cut on you,
Wait a minute. You don't understand something. He didn't ask me if he was going to cut. He didn't say nothing. I thought he was just going to look.
Right.
I thought he was just going to look.
No, that's not right.
he didn't tell me he was going to cut. He didn't tell me nothing.
All
he said
like
was,
that.
I want to take an x-ray. And then he said to me, sit on this chair. I sat on the chair.
Uh-huh.
lean back. I did. And then all of a sudden, that's when he started cutting. He didn't ask me if he cut. He didn't ask me what. He didn't ask me nothing. He didn't say.
That's not fair. That's not right.
And he didn't. I should
at least
warn
you.
He was cutting and I was screaming. I said, why don't you numb it? He said, well, I'm almost finished.
No, I would have said that before he started cutting. If he said, I'm going to start cutting, I'd say, you better put something in my foot to numb it.
He didn't tell me that, though. He didn't say to me.
He was wrong. I'd take him to the lawyers.
He didn't tell me that. He just started cutting.
That's not fair. I'd take him to a lawyer. Get a lawyer.
Yeah, okay. You get nowhere. You see a lawyer.
Hey, that's wrong.
First thing
that's
that would
really
happen, the lawyer would say, did you see what he was doing? I would say, no, I'm blind. No,
yeah, right. How can I cheat? I can't see that.
So, Chris, what do you think of this conversation, Chris? Is he there?
Nope, he left town.
He left.
He ain't getting in.
Hey, Chris, if anybody else has any conversation, wherever you are in this country, if you have anything to say about someone's foot, or if you have a callus or something on your foot, I'd like to know about it. 407-894-1680. See this show? That's why it's called Blind and Beyond.
We don't know
where we're going to go. We start off.
I got
so. We're going to have a guest from England. And now we're talking about the foot and about my foot. So we don't know. Any time we talk about this show, last week's show was a very good show. And the people who heard a best of, I'm sorry, you have to go to our blindandbeyondradioshow.org website and listen to last week's show. In case you don't know, this show is live. If you don't know it by now, this show is a live show. But when the show is over, we archive all the shows. We've got more than 350 archive shows. Go to our show, blindandbeyondradioshow.org,
And you can go to any of the shows that you
missed. I've got something for us, Michael.
What?
I've got something for us, too, that I want to see if anybody else knows of it. And there's only one other person I know knows of it. I'm from Buffalo, actually, but 50-some-odd years ago. And, you know, cold. I can't take the cold no more. People tease me, oh, you can't take that cold. No, I can't. Well, this year, for some reason, it got down in the 20s here. That's the first time for a few couple, 3 days. And I tell you what, all of a sudden, I had a rash on my leg, on my thigh, on my back, and I had somebody look at it and say, yeah, you got a rash. Well, maybe it's something you're using in your laundry detergent or something. I said, well, I don't know. But it turned around and it got warm again. Guess what? When it got warm, the rash went away, and I'm not itching all over the place. And I found out some other person, their mother had it, the same thing. And when it got cold out, she'd get a rash and be itching all over the place. When it heated up, the rash would go away. So if anybody else knows of this one, let me know.
Well, in a minute, we're going to break. It's up in the hour, and we'll be back. But before we go, I got to tell you something. I'd love to hear from you, wherever you are. Give a call, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. We have more trivia coming up. We have more to talk about. And guess what? We have a great guest coming on, which I know he'll show because he's from the United States and he knows the same hour that we're on. Okay? So we're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And you listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.